And here we are back on the air on this December 23rd, 2 days from the big day. This is Christmas Eve Eve, Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. Yeah, yeah. 20 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears along with you here. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. Today we do have programming all day long, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. I'm sure a Christmas edition, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today in the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7. Now, when that's all on tonight, Nate and the service, I'll have that on in the background, and I will be wrapping gifts. So think about that as your home tonight.
Yeah, you don't have to go all out and buy me anything, babe.
You know, there's a story I'm going to try to tell here, but I'm going to try to go around. It's a good holiday story, but okay. I'm going to try to go around the fence. Okay. You'll get it in a second.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say the names, because I don't think it's an evil thing to do. I just want to show people how people are.
Okay.
Okay. Last week, somebody gave me some holiday... Am I too loud for you, Glenn?
No.
Somebody...
I put the wrong earplug.
Oh, gee whiz. If this was only on television.
There we go.
Now, you tell me... And I want to... Listeners, you tell me what you would do in this situation. Somebody gave me some holiday treats last week. Gave them to me. Okay. Didn't say anything except Merry Christmas. Here you go. Here's the holiday treats.
That's all. Didn't ask for anything.
No. Okay. No. That's all it was. Yep. Okay. So that happened. I said, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas. Okay. Then.
Kind of cold.
Well, what do you want me to say? Get down and kiss your
family. Oh, how wonderful. This is what I always wanted.
It's what I did. So but here's the crux of the story. So the next day, I overhear this person who gave me... I can hear him clear as a bell. I overhear this person asking somebody else if they got any of those treats. And the person says no. And the person who gave them to me says to this person who said they didn't get any, well, I told them to share them with you.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, no, they didn't.
No.
No, they did not.
Because you didn't share it with me.
Well, but so now here's the thing. So the next day, I knew I was going to see the person who they said that to.
Yep.
And I said, do you? And he says, oh, yeah, I remember when that was said. And I said, that they never told me to share those with you. If you want some, here it is. I mean, there's plenty left, but nobody ever. So my question is, why do people do that? And if I hadn't overheard it, I would have never realized it had happened.
I'm convinced that certain people enjoy running other people down, which builds them up.
Well, the funny thing is, there was a witness.
Yeah.
To this person giving me the treats, who knows that was never said? It's not just my word.
A lot of people don't think that the story will ever get around.
Well, you know what? It seems trite. It's a trite story. It's not like the world's hinging on it. But I just don't understand.
It's annoying too.
But why do people do that?
I don't know.
All they had to say was, did you get any of that? And if the person said no, you say, well, hey, get some. You know, there's plenty. That's all. You don't say, well, I told them to. No, you didn't.
Well, you know, I always feel guilty for just thinking. If somebody had given me the gift, I would feel guilty about not giving it to somebody else. And then I'd feel guilty about thinking that I should feel guilty about that. Yeah.
It's weird.
My mother put that in me. I'm sorry.
Well, if anybody has any reason to why people do these things.
Did I see those treats? I think I did.
Yes, I think you know. Yes, okay. Yes. You were the witness.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Glenn.
And I didn't.
Let's get this on the air. Okay, now since you've brought it up, here we go. Let's put it on. You were my witness.
Okay.
Okay, to those treats being delivered. Did that person say to me at any point, give this to anybody else?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I noticed that because I wasn't included.
Exactly. So,
but that's okay. I didn't really like, I don't like candy. So.
But anyway, the next day, you would have been, if you would have been listening, you'd have heard a different story.
Well, I wasn't listening.
And I'm not angry about it. I'm just, isn't that a strange quirk?
You're
confused. I'm confused. Yeah. Because I like that person.
Yeah.
I mean, I like anybody who does anything special for me or anybody else. But all you got to say could have said it to me. Hey, make sure these people get... I would have. Or to that person who they said, well, I told them. Just say, no, listen, hey, there's some there. There's plenty.
Oh, me.
Because then it makes me sound like I'm trying to hoard
this
stuff. Well,
you are kind of a hoarder.
No, I gave you your candy, Glenn.
Yes, you did.
I did.
I got my shirt candy, which you could have not told me about, and eaten it all yourself.
Done it all.
Yeah.
And Jeannie and Angie got theirs.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I'm a good person.
There has never been a doubt in my mind.
Contrary to what other people say.
And occasionally I don't admit to that.
Well, but it's just, it's, I don't know why people do that, and that's a common holiday problem.
I do think people kind of like to build themselves up by tearing other people down a little bit.
You know, and
they don't mean it meanly.
No, I don't even think they were trying to tear me down. I think what they were trying to do was, hey, I like you, the other person, and I want you to have some of what I brought. But that's all you have to say.
And it could have been a slip of the person who delivered it. It could have been a slip of their mind.
Could have been.
And they might have thought they told you, yeah, go and ahead
if,
and share it.
You know what? And that's perfectly fine, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all there is to it.
You didn't share it with me.
I can give you some.
No, we're really not.
We can share it around. So that's that. But, you know, there was a typical holiday question. Years ago, it was in one of these did it get delivered to us? I don't remember. But it's a typical holiday problem. Now, I don't know this year with not many parties going on. But the problem is, was there was a person who was having a Christmas get together, and they always invite their mother, but they have a favorite aunt who they want to invite as well, but the aunt and the mother do not get along.
But it's not an aunt, it's an aunt.
No, it's an aunt.
Okay.
The aunt and the mother
don't get along.
Some problem they don't get along.
Okay.
So the person wants to invite the aunt, though, because she's missed having the aunt around, but the mother's going to be there. So what do you do? That's the problem.
You say, aunt, I want you here at 5:55, and mother, I want you here at 7:55, and then threw the other one out.
But you can't.
No, I know.
No, so that's a conundrum problem, and that's why we ask it every year. And it's a problem every year for people. I don't know what you do.
Since it's not your aunt and mother, you let it fly.
No. See, that'll ruin your party.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that on the air. I'm sorry.
What?
H-E double hockey sticks.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Even in the holiday time. No, I'm just saying, you think that. You think just invite them both and don't tell either that the other's coming?
No, I think you try to time it so that one leaves before the other.
Yeah, but how can you do that?
That's really tough.
Yeah, if the aunt comes and she's having a good time, what are you going to say, get out?
Yeah, it's kind of like the problem of, when I was younger, do we go to the Makovskis, Dr. Makovsky's house, or do we go to my father's house on Christmas? We ended up doing one on Christmas and the other on Christmas Eve, and then flipping it the next year. So
yeah, but what do you do?
I don't know what you do in your situation.
I've tried to take it from all sides. You know, inviting them both and not telling the other. Well, you can't do that.
Okay, invite them both and tell them both they're both going to be
but
there.
But maybe they both won't come.
Well, that's fine then.
Well, but see, that's not fine because this is the whole point. You want them there.
Yeah. Tell them, I want you there, but you're... sister's going to be here too. I you're in a real problem there.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I think honestly the bottom line is I think you've got to go with mother. I don't think you can not invite your mother.
Yeah,
go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
All right. I want to give you another one of my recipes for the holidays.
Okay. Now, can you do it in a minute? We're going to go to break, Bob, but if you can't do it in a minute, just stay on the line, and we'll come back to you after the break. Okay, stay right there, Bob. Don't go anywhere. Okay, Bob's going to hold the line here. We got about a minute left.
Okay.
But that's a problem.
It is a problem.
At the holiday time.
Yeah.
So we're going to have another holiday recipe coming
There's
up here.
There's problems like that at...
You wouldn't believe.
That's what caused you to get so uptight. Nice thing about being the oldest member of your family, which I am, I don't have to deal with that crap anymore.
No, wait, was I uptight?
Huh?
Was I uptight?
No, but it could make you.
Oh, it could make you uptight. Oh, certainly. Because, see, you called me angry one day when I left the building.
And I still don't know what you're talking about. More holiday fun with Bob Austin and a holiday recipe right after this break.
Ted, did you know that children used to get oranges in their stockings at Christmas time?
So why did they get oranges?
They were said to represent gold.
Wow, that's right up my alley. Now let me try this with my golden voice. This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget oranges for your children's stockings at Christmas. And if you throw in some grapes, you can make a nice fruit salad.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott and Glenn back with you, Bob Austin, with another holiday recipe. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi.
Oh. The dog keeps singing Merry Christmas.
This is what I'm making gifts.
Okay.
What I do is I make an onion dip and a ranch dip separate. And then I take different cheeses, summer sausage, pepperoni, I cut it up, put it into the dip. It's not really a dip. All you have to do is you mix it all up. You have to spread it on crackers. But it's all different cheeses that I got and different meats. And it makes, and they don't last long around this place. So that's what I'm making now.
Hey,
for
Bob.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's a, hey,
so if there's any left, I'll give you a sample of it.
Oh, well, hey, Bob, you know, Glenn, what a lot of people don't know is Glenn is our resident. We like to, you know, because some people might have just tuned in and not heard your whole recipe there. So, Glenn, could you please repeat what Bob said for the audience?
I was listening to the dog.
Yeah, I was listening to that. Somebody outside. Anyways, you take different cheeses, whatever you got.
I was scared.
You're
right,
you know, either French. You mix that in. You put a summer sausage, pepperoni, and mix it. It's not like a dip. You have to take it and spoon it out and put it on your crackers.
Huh.
And it makes, and that's what I'm in the process right now, then. And they're waiting for me to get it done now.
Well, Bob? So, You keep your culinary treats going there and keep us tuned in. Thank you for the idea.
Could you put that?
I do that a couple times a year, usually on the holidays.
There you go.
And all the other stuff. Right now, I'm in the middle of doing about four things at one time.
Oh, well. Keep it going, Bob. Better get working.
So, anyway, if I don't see you beforehand, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Bob.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye bye. Now, Glenn, repeat that recipe that Bob just gave us.
I was still listening to
this. Oh, baloney, Glenn.
No, I was.
Oh, baloney.
But it has summer sausage in it and crackers, and I love both items. So I know I'd like this, but I couldn't understand because truly I was
the
listening
to
the barking
dogs are hard to.
You know, I was waiting for that dog to break into song. You know how those doggies do it?
Yeah. Well, we'll be singing tomorrow, too, by the way.
Oh, no.
Well, once you get a few in you.
I'll have more than a few.
Marshmallow World. Remember, we did that back in July. We got to do it in December.
Maybe you can help me with my problem.
Oh, go ahead.
I sang for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I have cut two albums. I sang with the United States Army Field Band, and I cannot sing in public to save my soul. It terrifies me. Why?
What's the fear?
Stage fright, I guess, but I'm not afraid of people. I gladly get up on stage and talk to people. I think my wife once made fun of the way I sang.
Oh, that's it.
And I think maybe that's where it goes.
You've been traumatized.
I think maybe so.
The only way to beat a traumatism
yes.
is to do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just got to do it.
No.
That's how you get past trauma.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
It's just like if you're a fear of heights. Okay. The only way you're going to know if you're over it is to go up high.
Now, I was thinking this morning, I was actually thinking about this, if you wanted us to sing something.
We will
be.
Air. Sure. Tomorrow.
How would I do it? And I thought, while I was looking at myself in the mirror, shaving, which caused me to cut myself, how do I do that? Well, one of the ways you can sing in public, if you have fairly good pitch, which I do, without being too frightening, is you sing quietly, like you're singing in a whisper. And therefore, first of all, you think nobody can hear you, but they can. And second of all, your tone quality, your voice quality is fairly good when you're singing that way. Also, I've found that if I sing in falsetto, I can sing really well. But my wife hates it.
Well, tune in tomorrow.
I'll sing in falsetto.
10:15 to 1 o'clock. The eggnog will be flowing and the Christmas carols will be out here. And we'll be sharing Christmas memories of years past on your Christmas Eve broadcast.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully we have my guest tomorrow.
Yes. That would be fun.
Yeah, we just had
that guest maybe come on during that period?
Well, maybe. I don't know. There was a connection issue this morning.
Am I allowed to talk to that guest?
Oh, no, I have to hit you with a ruler.
That's what I thought.
No,
yeah.
No, it's a great guest. It'll be good if we could get them on Christmas Eve.
People have to tune in now.
Well, they would have heard it this morning if the phone connection would have been good, but there was an issue.
Maybe, you know, they're... Yeah, I almost gave it away. So
well, it's online, so the people online saw it. Okay. But it's just now I'm like I've got a little bit of stage fright because if it happens tomorrow morning again,
I hope it doesn't.
And I don't know what the connection issue was. We tried at 8, and then we tried again at 9, and it just was not to put them on that person and not be able to hear them right would not have been very good.
That would be terrible.
So you know, hopefully we'll work that out overnight.
And it makes the audience. Antsy. That's a term my mother used to use.
Well, and it was fun, though, because we got to talk about this historic day in Marion broadcast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
80 years.
80 years.
Of broadcasting in Marion.
What, did they have to crank the
thing?
They
cranked it back in 1940. Yeah. You know, there were some really great people who came through the broadcasting field here in Marion.
Who was the most famous person that came through?
Well, I was thinking about that this morning.
Was
and
it Marge?
Madge. Yeah, well, you know, I really think it's close, and depending on what era you were listening, it's probably Charlie or Madge.
Yeah,
because
that's
who
I'd guess.
Yeah, they both did, and that's why, you know, we've had this funny thing about what's an icon, what's not. Well, in the broadcasting field, I don't think anybody's going to get past those two, because Madge started in 1941. Now, she was the first woman on the air, and also, there's no television in 1941.
Wasn't she highly awarded, too?
And highly awarded. She won the... And this is a big deal. I don't even know if they do it anymore, but during Fashion Week in New York, they would send her there from Marion, Ohio,
and she
was one of the first winners of the Franny Award, Fashion Reporters New York of Award from Marion, Ohio.
Cool.
So she did a lot, and also longevity. You know, she started in 1941, and she did her last broadcast with me from the charity ball when she was 97.
Jeez.
So she had a long run in Marion Radio.
Do we still have the charity ball?
No, it was the last charity ball
That's
we did.
What I thought.
The 80th.
Yeah.
And then Charlie just did things that were so, we still have. Buckeye Chuck,
yeah.
Peanut Push, Lady Justice on the Courthouse, Evers Arena over at the fairground. He did so many things that were in their own unique little niche that in his era, he certainly
was
had
he
a huge
involved
following.
In the popcorn drop, which, by the way, is not going on this year because of the COVID.
No, I don't think... Okay. No, because that did not start until...
About 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe a little more than that. But no, I don't think he was ever involved in the popcorn drop, but he all those years at the Marion County Fair,
yeah.
And knowing the agriculture of the area, so he had a huge following. So the two of them probably were...
Did he win any national agra awards?
Oh, I'm sure something.
Yeah, I bet he did too, because he was... well known in that industry.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think those two, well, you know, the Dispatch covered both of their deaths, so that'll tell you something.
Yeah, that does tell you.
And a lot of people went
in our area, and I believe the AP covered both of their deaths because they were just well-respected people in the broadcast industry, even outside of Marion.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're the two. They're the two.
I think maybe I met Madge once at that party, but I don't know.
She was just a very unique lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I there was something about her that was, she liked this business.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she even liked you, which is really an extent.
Well, that shows her good taste.
Well, tomorrow I'll like you too after my second
shot.
Well,
this is where I've been lucky to be able to work with both Madge and Charlie.
For, and now me.
And now you. Well, sure. And there's such a large, talk about a drop off. There's such a, what a big fall that is. That's depressing.
Well, I
now.
Got the longevity. It's I'll, just not.
The... I'll need that eggnog tomorrow. So, but both of them, and they worked completely different. You know, Madge, she was, women broadcasters are different in a way, I think, than men broadcasters.
How do you see that?
Well, I think they, like, when I did the charity ball with Madge, she was interested in the fashion.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, of course there'd be women in fancy dresses.
And she knew. She knew the designer. She knew, she knew what colors went together and what, you know, pieces of jewelry were called that were very intricate that you would only wear to a special occasion.
Now, see, my wife thinks I'm that way.
That you like fancy jewelry?
No, that I criticize people all the time on TV. You can't wear that necklace with those earrings.
Well, no, she didn't do that. But she would do, you know, oh, that's a beautiful dress, and it's beaded, and it's this, and that. And she would explain
she knew
it.
All the
she
stuff.
Got that. Okay. You know, and Marianne Michaels is probably close behind the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because of her stint at WCMH in Columbus and coming here and doing what she did. And she, so there's a lot of people. Rod Serling was here for a bit in the probably would have been in the 50s.
At MRN?
At MRN, yep. Okay. Yep, for about a year. And it's a good history to have.
Well, I've been in radio since I was 17, so. 16.
Well, you know, a lot of people start early.
You should start iconizing me.
You know, I was thinking about this morning. What makes, because, you know, anybody can sit behind a microphone.
Sure.
What makes somebody different from, what makes them a legend as opposed to just somebody behind a microphone?
Well, I would say audience size. And the only reason why I'd say audience size is because if you have a big audience, you're doing something that entertains more people.
See, I think it's being different.
Well, you won't get a big audience if you don't entertain people.
I think you have to have some kind of niche that you fall in.
Yeah.
That, you know, people recognize your voice, people recognize your cadence, people recognize your gait as you're talking. I think that's it.
Now, one of the ones that you get on quite often, Shecky Green.
Yes.
As soon as he opens his mouth, you know who's on.
You know who it is.
And he always has a cadence, mm-hmm. always the same. I love listening to your bits with him. But he wasn't a radio guy.
Well, like, you know, when I hear Madge or Charlie, I know who it is. You know, their voices,
yes.
I know.
I don't know Madge because I didn't listen to her here because I didn't live here. But I do know Charlie's voice, and I can tell his voice even if he doesn't say, hi, this is Charlie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think Madge was similar.
Distinct voice.
Oh, he did have a distinct voice, and I'm not sure where that came from because he was born in...
His adenoids.
Yeah, but what makes a unique voice?
I don't know.
Voice pattern.
I don't. That's a good question. We'll have to... I've had a voice instructor. Maybe I ought to get him on the line sometime.
Well, it's fascinating because... you know, Nate, who's on this station, he has a unique way of talking.
His voice is very unique.
And he's from Central Ohio.
Yeah.
Same as Charlie was.
Yeah.
You know, but the voices are a little different.
Where was Madge from?
Madge was from Illinois, but she grew up in LaRue.
Okay. So many people tell me that the voice pattern that you want to have is the Central American or Central United States.
Midwestern.
Area. Yeah, Midwestern. But if you go far west in Midwestern, it gets a little different. And if you go far east in Midwest, it gets a little different. It's more of this.
Here comes
solid.
Break. Charlie, did you know mistletoe is highly poisonous?
Yes, that's a lesson I found out the hard way.
How's that?
During the Christmas of 1965, I used mistletoe in the marshmallow salad. Didn't wake up until Valentine's Day.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, for the home stretch today.
I'm really worrying about your Christmas tree with that. This Christmas tree, the close one.
The white one?
The star is falling over.
I don't think that's a star. I think it's a bow.
No, on the top of this one. No. You're looking at the wrong tree. The one in front of you. Here.
Oh, this one right here. Well, I didn't do that. Well, it's been that way since Thanksgiving.
Poor star. Oh, my star is starting to fall
over. Iron it out.
My star is starting to fall over a little bit at home. My star on my tree.
That's trouble.
Because my dog keeps walking under the tree and knocking it around.
You know, our tree has not blinked in here since last Wednesday.
Oh.
Remember it started
right.
to blink?
It was blinking last week. What
and now
heck?
It's not blinking anymore.
It's a blinking tree.
Blinking tree.
Oh, well. I just looked at my candy. I'm getting hungry.
Butter, peanut butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Do you know what that is in there?
No, I don't.
Well, did you look?
No. Well, I saw it was candy.
Well, I believe that is called Christmas party mix.
Oh,
white
yeah.
chocolate Christmas
yeah,
party
I can
mix.
Tell that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what
Christmas,
the other one is.
But peanut butter fudge.
Oh, I will eat that.
You'll eat that. Well, that'll be gone. Your wife will never see any of that.
Now, I'm going to ask you, would you like some of my peanut butter fudge?
I have some.
Okay.
I have my own box.
Okay.
It was good.
If anybody else walks into the station today.
I had some no-bake cookies delivered to me this morning.
Nice.
Look at that.
What is a no-bake cookie?
You've never had a no-bake cookie?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't bake them.
You don't bake them.
Ask a question, get an answer.
Do they make you sick to your stomach because they're raw?
No, they're good.
Oh, okay.
They're very difficult to make because you can either make them too runny or too hard.
But you can't make them too cooked.
You can if you cook them. Well, it's like a boil thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A boil thing.
Well, you have to bring them to a certain temperature before you dollop them out.
Well, is it wrong to eat raw cookie dough? Somebody told me
that.
Oh,
I think that's nuts.
Sick. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do it.
Okay.
But people do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. Why is that always the excuse this time of year? It's the holidays.
Because you don't want to do what you're supposed to do. It's the holidays. I'll do what I like.
Is that what it is?
I don't think that's... I told you the story about the man going into this story that I passed yesterday, and I don't think it had anything to do with the holidays that he told that person to do what he told him to do because he put a mask on.
I had Pastor Whitaker on yesterday.
Yes.
And I said, what people need to do, if you're having any falling out with anybody this year, if you've had a falling out or you're having like a dissonance with people, call them.
I like that idea.
Yeah, call them. Now, you don't have to apologize.
No, just call them up and
say Merry Christmas.
Be human.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, why carry a grudge through the holidays?
Yeah. Now, why are people... something's wrong with me. I rarely get mad at people. Now, I...
Liar.
No, I get mad at things.
I've seen you yell at a television.
Yeah, but that's because...
Well, I should have been here the day after the election. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, but I'm yelling at the thing.
Wish we'd have had a video camera in here that day.
I'm not yelling at people. I'm yelling at the situation.
You were yelling at the person on the television.
Well, that person deserves it.
What a year it's been. I think next year we'll be doing our year recap.
Oh.
What a year.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Now, is that going to be on the Thursday show? That
possibly. Okay. I don't know how that'll all.
That'd be cool.
Shake out.
Get me out of having to plan for another show.
Well, it'll be interesting that here we will be in the midst of 2021.
What is the most significant, other than political, thing that happened this year?
Oh, the pandemic.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you got to wipe those two clean, though.
Yeah. Let's
you
got to
wipe the pandemic and the...
What would have been the most significant
thing?
Situation.
National?
Yeah.
Probably, I would say, story-wise, that got the most attention was probably the civil unrest in the summer with the protests.
Yeah, could have been. Do they still have, on Pennsylvania Avenue, do they still have Black Lives Matter painted there? Or is...
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would say that would probably be the big social story.
Yeah. Or the murder of... George
Floyd.
Yeah, George Floyd.
So you got that, but you know,
and I'm calling it a murder because that's what it looked like.
Well, a lot of well-known people left us this year as well.
Yeah, they did.
I was looking the other day at a magazine, you know, People Magazine and Time do the big, you know, passages in the past year.
Yeah,
and I was surprised. You know, Kirk Douglas died this year, and Alex Trebek, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and boy, there were just a lot of them in there.
None of your regular guests passed, did they?
Barry Farber died, who was the guy who really started conservative talk radio. He died this
past... Was he a guest of yours?
Yeah. Okay. Wilford Brimley.
Oh, did he? Yeah. I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died this past year. Who else died who I've had on the show? There were a few that went who were, you know, fairly regular or had been on at some point.
What was the gentleman's name that played in Black Panther that passed away?
Oh, right, yeah, he was a big one. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he wasn't on your show, but that was kind of shocking to people, I think.
Unfortunate.
Because he didn't tell anybody.
No, and he had portrayed Jackie Robinson in one of my favorite movies, 42.
He was good.
He was very good.
And he was excellent in Black Panther as well.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were a lot of... If you actually look at the magazine, though, you look at the people who went, there were a lot of them.
Were there?
Oh, yeah, really, more than you would think.
Well, I'm still here for now.
Well, we still got a week.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You know, I think that's been one of the... Charlie Pride, who died recently.
Oh, yeah, just last week.
Yeah, and I thought, boy, what a legendary pioneer, historic figure he was.
And his voice never quite looked like his face.
Kenny Rogers.
Did Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers died this past year.
Oh my! Well, my, the guy that is was one of my folk trio members, Joe Peterson. He recorded Kenny Rogers. Joe was a recording artist as well as a phenomenal singer, and he recorded Kenny, I believe.
So if you pick up one of those magazines, you'll be surprised at all the people who went.
If I pick up one of those magazines, everybody will be surprised. I hate those magazines.
You don't like learning about the year that was?
If I'm going to do it, I want to do it through a legitimate magazine. And I think you're talking about the ones that are on the grocery store end caps, aren't you?
are you like saying Star? People Magazine is
well,
not?
People I might look at, yeah. Uh-oh, you're getting some.
Well, I got a message there. I just wanted to see what that was all about.
Getting some.
But I don't know. You know, I just think... a lot of people went. Oh, somebody else. Who else who was on my show recently died? Oh, the James Randi, who was the skeptic.
Oh.
Used to be on Larry King a lot, and he would be the one who would try to prove the psychics wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went. He died this year. He was on the show.
I thought it was... I listened to your show. It was probably in replay of Kreskin's...
How about that?
That was kind of cool.
He was right.
Yeah, well, he was right again. Yeah,
he was right again. And I got that piece of paper back in mid-October.
You did.
So there you go.
I remember when you got it and you told me you wouldn't.
And I didn't. And it ended up being a long time because he wanted to wait for the Electoral College to vote. So I had to wait from mid-October to mid-December. Two months.
Yeah. Now, it said something. You posted it online, the picture of the letter. And I couldn't read what he said at the top. Was it just a greeting or
something like, as of this date and this time?
Oh, he made it kind of legally.
Yeah, my feeling is all right, yeah. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Now, I picked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on the 26th of September, 2018. I bet that beats Kreskin.
You know what's interesting about that election? And I will only say this. The day after the election, when usually we know who has won.
Then.
No, but the Democrats were so upset the morning after.
Yeah,
because it looked,
I was.
Yeah. It looked like Trump had won.
Well,
or was leaning that way.
Okay.
Because, well, the morning after, he was still ahead in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He was still ahead in Michigan. He was still ahead in Wisconsin, Georgia, all those places.
I think Arizona even.
So, and people were up. They thought, uh-oh. And then as that day went on, it loosened a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans started to get angry.
Uh-oh.
So that's what happened.
Dr. Feynman is listening, so I have to see what he said. Uh-oh, he sent an attachment to me, which I am never going to be able to read while we're on the air. But anyway, go ahead.
No, but I think that's probably the certainly the election will be the political story. The pandemic will be the national story. The civil unrest will be the social story. And I think there are a lot of little stories that people will remember.
Yeah.
You know, in 2019, we had no idea who Dr. Fauci was.
No,
now everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
You know, Kamala Harris, she wasn't a common name. Now we know.
Yeah.
I
had followed her for a long time, but yeah.
I think a lot of people came to prominence this year. And you know, the Alex Trebek's death, that I was surprised that that affected people like it did.
I think a lot of people didn't see it coming.
But he had been sick for a year or something.
I think people kept thinking, "Oh, he's going to make it," you know. And he was pretty upbeat about it. I mean, he didn't woe is me it. You know.
No, but he would always say in those interviews, you know, "Don't feel sorry for me," and you know, "This is not fixable, and I'll take whatever time I have." So I remember when he died, it didn't shock me that he had died, but it really
didn't me either.
I think it's because Jeopardy was such an institution.
Yeah.
For people.
How long did it go on? Do you know?
Oh.
35 years?
Maybe more than that.
Yeah.
And he'd been there 5 nights a week in your house.
Dr. Feynman just sent me a message saying Trump condemned the Republican Senate leadership. And we're going to be talking about that in the show.
Well, he wants $2,000 for everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I do too, but
so that's,
I'm not sure it's a good way.
He and Pelosi agree here.
Yeah. Now they were the Democrats were hoping for 1,200, and Trump actually upped that. So
yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm on Social Security, and I have an annuity that was left to us by my mother-in-law, and so we don't really need the money. But I'm not sure I want to say I'll send it back either.
Well, it's interesting because now this is going to obviously stop that stimulus bill from passing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be all on the Republicans in the Senate now.
Well, one of the things I'm going to talk with Dr. Feynman about is now what happens if it becomes a pocket veto? What I mean there is if Trump just sits on it and won't sign it, then it becomes a pocket veto. How long does it have to go, and who gets to vote on it? And,
but you know, to be honest with you, I don't know that Joe Biden would sign it because I don't think he hasn't said yet, to my knowledge.
No, I haven't heard.
But I think he would be more in line with more money for the individual.
Yeah, I think he would too.
So I don't know that he'll sign it.
Would. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think this thing is going to get passed. You know, it has been left up to the Senate because it had to pass the Senate to go to the president. But now if the president says, I'm not going to sign it, and I don't think the next president's going to sign it, I don't know what will happen.
I think Biden would sign it because I think he would say, okay, something's better than nothing. And when I'm in office, we can do something more. So I think he would sign it. I think most Democrats would agree that it ought to be signed. But with begrudgingly, you know.
Well, there's a lot of things in there that would be bad if they don't go through, like the rental assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
And the food assistance.
Yeah, and the small business assistance.
And the unemployment.
Yeah.
So the pressure is going to be on those, because this will be, in my opinion, my prediction is if Trump does get them to up it to 2,000, the Republicans will win the Senate in Georgia. I believe they will.
You think so?
Yeah, because every Georgian will get $2,000. They'll say that was to Trump, and the Senate switched their minds, and there you go. And I think if they don't, I think the Democrats will win that runoff election.
Let's ask Kreskin.
Well, I just think it's a common idea, because the way to people's hearts in right now
is through their wallet.
Oh, sure. In bad financial times.
Always has been.
Right. And I still think if Trump were able, I'm not saying he would have won, but if he had gotten a stimulus bill passed sometime in October, I think the election would have been even closer, and possibly he might have won.
Yeah, been very close.
So that's that story.
Yep.
I don't know why it didn't happen.
I don't either.
I know he wanted it to happen. He just couldn't get those senators.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah. And so the prediction is, will he be able to get them around this time?
Yeah.
McConnell might, because the thinking is, because he knows what's going on in Georgia.
Yeah.
And he knows if the national story is he held up people's stimulus money, he could lose his position.
I think the whole thing is based on what McConnell wants to do.
I think
he's calculating.
I think now Trump has turned. I think this is Trump slapping him around for him congratulating Joe Biden on winning the election.
Might be.
You know, hey. You give as good as you get. Why not?
Oh, me. Okay. We live in a crazy time.
We do. Now, tomorrow, we are going to be all Christmassy, though, as we head into the big holiday starting at 10 a.m. We'll be on to 1 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be the big eggnog celebration. If you've listened, you know what that's all about. Now, I will start at 8 a.m. Maybe we'll have our guests tomorrow. Maybe we won't, but we'll be in the Christmas mood regardless. It's Christmas Eve tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come in and listen here on WWGH Radio. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble is next from 12 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church with Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. And we'll be back tomorrow. So, up next, Glenn Coble.
Buenos dias.
Stay tuned for fruitcake the other 11 months of the year.
Not as much as there is now, but we do make it year-round.
But you make, boy, that many fruitcakes. Wow. What is the cost of a Claxton this year, or do the retailers set that price?
Okay, if we ship it to you, it's the 2-pound smaller size we sell, and it's $22.95.
Wow.
And then we have a 3 1-pound, it's $30.95. And then a 5-pound, $40.95.
Well, that's very interesting. So so does a fruitcake weigh 2 pounds?
That's right, it does.
Wow. So 2 pounds, and you make how many pounds every year?
We make about 5 million pounds.
5 million pounds, and each fruitcake is 2 pounds. Well, that's
great. No, we have 1 pound. We have 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 ones, and 5 ones.
5 ones.
The biggest loaf cake is a 2 pound, though.
How is it down in Claxton? I'd never heard of Claxton, Georgia. Is the fruitcake named after Claxton, Georgia?
It's Claxton, Georgia. That's right.
Yeah. Well, what's it like down there in Claxton? Is there any other big attractions beside the fruitcake?
Oh, yeah. Savannah.
Oh, you're close to Savannah?
Oh, about 50 miles, yep.
Wow. How big is the fruitcake factory down there?
About a block.
A block? Wow. Well, hey. Well, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rufus Long.
Well, I tell you, Rufus, how long have you been with Claxton?
57 years.
57 years?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. Do you like fruitcake?
Yeah, I eat it occasionally.
Been after 57 years, wore out on it there.
I still eat it.
Well, I tell